Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Access Astrology. My name is Ann Ortley, and I'm an astrologer here in New York City, and I'm broadcasting tonight from the Bright Red Desk. And Heather's on her way, caught in a bit of snow, so she'll be joining me in a couple minutes. And what we do, and I don't know if Mark's coming in or not. I just got in myself, so my cell phone's dead, so I can't read what his message is. But hopefully he'll be joining us, too. And what we do here is we talk a little bit about the energy in the sky and how it's showing up here on Earth, and then secondly, how to work with it. And then we take calls from you, our listeners. So welcome aboard to the last and exciting change energy of the month. We are about to have Saturn leave its sign that it's been in Sagittarius for, this many years, 3 years. And it, 2.5, 3 years, since fall for sure of 15, but it went in January for a little sneak peek of 15. And we are about to go into Saturn in Capricorn, which means that Saturn's in a very new position in the sky, one it hasn't been in a while, and it's making us realize all sorts of things. So as he finishes his last couple degrees of Sag, which is a couple minutes of Sag, really, and moves into Capricorn next Tuesday on the 19th at 11, so when we talk to you next week, we'll be talking to you from Saturn in Capricorn time, or on Saturn's in Capricorn time. Our energy is really focused on the last little bits of vision and how we get there, and then the next piece will be manifesting, because Saturn and Earth, it comes down to Earth after flying around in heaven and lands, and then it says, okay, I've landed on Earth, and now I'm ready to build it, ready to do it, ready to go. So it's got a real strong go, go, go quality. And a real strong conquer the earth quality. So we're about to have that change happen. We had the elections yesterday in Alabama where the Democrat won for the first time in 30 years, 29 years or whatever it was, year of Saturn when you hear those numbers. And we also are working still with Mercury retrograde in Sagittarius. So he's bringing all sorts of things to light, and he's helping us see things that we never saw before and helping us understand how those things work. So our job with this energy is to kind of go, okay, you know, what are we doing and where are we going and how are we getting there? And then most importantly, what's that next chapter going to be in terms of our direction in life and what we're going to do? So it's a really big week, and our job with this kind of energy is sometimes it can feel a little overwhelming. It's just stuff flying by. It's going so fast. It's hard to focus. It's hard to pay attention. But pay attention we must. And, you know, that attention will be paid. Attention will be paid, our Willie Loman praise. And just honoring that energy that we're really in the time where we do want to focus on, you know, on how things show up and what they show up like. More importantly. So as Saturn at that anaretic degree, it also is tied into the galactic center. And what happens when things are tied into the galactic center? That's a very high ESP zone in the heavens. And we have the sun, the power of 400 suns coming out of it. It's the little creamy core in the middle of the Milky Way there, that little dark patch. And so Saturn's pointing right to that, tied right into it, as is Mercury. As is Venus, they're all kind of sitting right there. So they're inviting us to look in a different way and to understand things in a new way. And, of course, the Mercury retrograde always asks us to review what we've been working on or what we've been seeing. So he has already got us in review mode. So the heavens are really have an interesting position or interesting, you know, set of conditions up there. Mercury's going to go retrograde through the 23rd of October, or December rather. Saturn shifts next week, and then this last weekend Mars went into Scorpio. So Mars going into Scorpio kicks up a very profound energy of wanting to take everything much more seriously. He's been in Libra, which is back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And in that condition, he was running Jupiter in Scorpio. Now he's in Scorpio. So Jupiter just got a lot more intense. Sagittarius just got a lot more intense because it's answering to Scorpio. Now that all shifts the minute it goes into Capricorn, because then when the minute Saturn goes into Capricorn, then Saturn's answering only to himself. That's the beauty of working with rulerships. We have planets, when they're in their ruler, they're very pure. They're very clean. They don't get to go through a whole bunch of muck. You know, so right now, Jupiter in Saturn in Sagittarius has to go to Jupiter, and he goes to Jupiter. He goes, what you doing, Jupiter? So Jupiter for a while was in Libra, and it was like, oh, I'm going to go check out what Venus is doing. And whatever Venus was doing, it kept changing, right? That's why everything is up. People's values, people's purpose, people's work, it kept changing all over the place. Great. That's a wonderful thing to happen. And then it went into Scorpio, got real intense, answered to Mars instead of Venus. So it was much more aggressive. And Mars was in Libra for part of it, and that was the back and forth. It seemed like every second there was some kind of Mars and Libra thing coming up. Libra, of course, is relationships. Mars is aggression. Aggression in relationships, right? Now it's gone into Scorpio. Mars went into Scorpio, ruling that Jupiter. So now everything's really focused intensity, real focused intensity. And in that real focused intensity, we have a push and a push and a push. So now as Saturn gets ready to shift in a couple of days, the next time we come back, he'll have shifted into Capricorn, and we will then have like a whole new story. We also have a new moon this week on Monday, and the new moon is at the very, very, very last degrees of Sagittarius. So it's a powerful new moon, and I believe we have Mark on the line. Mark, you there? Can you hear me?
Hello, ma'am. Yes, I'm here.
Hi. How are you?
Hi. How are you? Good.
Good.
Good, you're just talking about Saturn?
Yeah, just started talking a little about Saturn, because the next time they hear our voices, Saturn will be in Capricorn, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Happy days.
Happy days. Comms right
happy
now,
for
and the fires will stop. Pardon?
Happy for Capricorns, anyway.
Yeah, happy for Capricorns, totally. My cat's howling. I don't know what's going on with him. Max, come here. What's the noise? Did you hear him howling? I don't know. It's like craziness here.
No, I don't hear it.
What's going on? What's the matter? Now he's looking at me like, all right. Okay. Well, any rate, we have a lot of listeners on the line. So what did you, which we'll take callers in a few minutes. So what do you think about what's going on in the heavens and the outcome of the election yesterday in Atlanta, Alabama, rather?
Oh, yeah, that, I guess, it lined up the way it was supposed to, but I don't think anyone had a for sure call on it ahead of time.
Right, right.
Yeah.
And what about the energy in the heavens? What have you noticed about that, or comments to make about that?
Well, everybody always gets excited about Mercury retrograde, and so we've been having that. And people who noticed it say it's the usual, but I don't think it's any worse than we could expect.
This is Heather.
Hi, Heather.
Heather.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm calling from snowy Montana.
Oh, yeah.
We had a Mercury retrograde experience getting home. Yes.
Uh-huh.
And all the traffic had slowed to a halt, which is why I'm running late today.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, I've had some funny Mercury retrograde problems with Ren ordered a new pair of glasses because the puppy ate her old ones. And,
oh, wow.
It's been a runaround. The glasses got shipped to Minnesota, and I've been doing a tour of the country, and I haven't gotten here yet.
Doing a tour of the country like they went to the old house. Yeah.
Right, they went to the old house, and they went to another place, and we can't figure out why they went there, and now they're being shuffled around.
Okay.
Mm.
But I think Mercury retrograde served us in reversing, in the surprise reversal of votes in Alabama yesterday.
Yeah.
I think that was a lovely case of Mercury retrograde not giving the, you know, sometimes it can work in your favor that it brings unexpected outcomes.
Right, right. And then sometimes it doesn't, but this time it was like a nice outcome. I was happy with it.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. And also, it's interesting because Saturn's going to go into Capricorn, and I was thinking about this because I was working on an article on it. Saturn's going into Capricorn as Mercury still is retrograde in Sagittarius, you know, so that's like the seeding of the Saturn in Cap. So do you think that means that there's really a whole scale change in how all this stuff goes down?
Well,
because essentially the ingress,
yeah.
we've got the retrograde, you know, of all the stuff
mm-hmm.
that's been going on with Saturn and Sag, you know, has been a lot of people going, you know, and I've been going, how do you believe that? How can you believe that? And now I'm kind of like, hey, you know, this might actually be good, you know, like that
mm-hmm.
it's going to be a good thing, you know. So.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm looking at the three-way conjunction of Saturn, Pluto, and Jupiter all around the next election. Around
yeah.
November 4th, 2020,
yeah.
when, you know, that the beginning of a whole new work cycle and you know, the next president is coming in under the Saturn-Jupiter conjunction, which tends to mean that they don't serve out their term in some form or other. It's back
mm-hmm.
in an Earth sign. And it'll be conjunct Pluto. So,
yeah.
There's some kind of revolution around how we see power and dynamics in America around that time.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think we're already building into it. I think your point that, you know, this Mercury retrograde seeded that ingress is really a part of the beginning
mm-hmm.
of the change.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, no, it was kind of fascinating to see it come in like that. And I'm like,
mm-hmm.
wow, that could make it this really an interesting journey. Because Saturn
mm-hmm.
in Capricorn is always what we're building. And it really
mm-hmm.
speaks to us about what it is we want to build, you know, because he says, okay, enough of the pie-in-the-sky visioning thing. Now let's get to work. Let's get our hands dirty.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get in there and start making some changes and getting some stuff done. So there's
mm-hmm.
a lot of very positive energy and also still a little frantic, though, because of the all the fire in the sky, you know, and...
Mm-hmm.
But it will calm down a bit next week once Saturn changes signs. So
yeah,
yeah, which will be welcome.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm ready
yeah,
for it.
Yeah, I think there'll be a sense of stability.
Yeah, yeah.
Would that be nice?
Yeah,
be
would.
Nice. Because it's not been so stable. So how did the puppy get a hold of the Wren's glasses?
Wren's glasses. They. Just you put them down, and the puppy is now 6 months old and
mm-hmm.
getting tall, almost full size,
mm-hmm.
and but with no maturity whatsoever.
Okay.
Sweet,
cool.
Lovely, not chewing too badly, but is definitely working. You know, if you put anything down that smells like you, and glasses are part of that, it will
mm-hmm.
be taken away, and
okay.
they won't be chewed
cool.
heavily, but it. Will be chewed,
yeah.
and glasses can't afford any chewing.
Yeah.
yeah. yeah.
That's pretty funny. Yeah. It's like
there
the puppy
is.
Took the glasses. Yeah. So it went and found
uh-huh.
them on a coffee
Stole
table because it's big enough to see the coffee table now.
Uh-huh.
And it was
mm-hmm.
like, okay, we got them. We got,
okay.
we have glasses. We have liftoff.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We have glasses. Can cruise all the counters. So, you know, any food, no food can be left out for a second.
Yeah.
And yes, there's, so it's been exciting.
Yeah, it's still
but,
puppy
you know,
time.
When we were,
when
we were
time.
Thrilled about the polls last night, the puppy was leaping around with us going, oh, boy, I don't know why we're happy, but, hey, I'll be happy with you.
I'll be happy.
You
we'll
know,
have a dance. We'll have a dance party in the living room because the polls are good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good. Puppy, happy puppy time. Good. Okay,
it's,
well, that's...
Puppy is a great emotional support.
Yeah, puppies are fun. Yeah.
Right.
They make you happy. Yeah, and you know, it's good. So tractor, new tractor, and out go the glasses. You know,
right?
So,
win
yeah,
some,
it's all good.
Some.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's a good
and thing. Because Mercury's retrograde, we were starting some construction on the house a week later
mm-hmm.
than we thought, of course. So it's right in the middle of just when we might actually need the house for the holidays, but it's part of the excitement of life here. In Montana.
Mm-hmm. In Montana. Okay.
Hmm.
Cool.
Saw a bald eagle went by my window yesterday, which was
oh,
a lovely
cool.
sight to see. It was.
Very cool. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So,
yeah.
so we have
yeah.
a lot of people on the line, so we should probably take some calls.
Let's go for
it. And get that exciting energy out there, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Can you see them? Do you want to pull them or do you want to?
Okay.
I haven't done numbers in a while.
Okay,
like you know who we've answered in the past.
I think there's only one that's got their hand raised. Remember, anybody
yep.
else wants to be on the line? You have to hit one. So I'm go ahead and we'll call. Hello, 510. You're on the line. How can we help you?
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Great.
Sure. Your birth information.
Oh, sorry. 5581.
5-5-1981. And time?
I believe it was 2:52 a.m.
2:52?
Uh-huh.
52. And where?
It was in Elkhorn, Wisconsin.
Okay. And what's your question?
My question is about finances. I have not had financial stability my entire adult life. I am a hard worker. I try to work smart, all of that. And I just feel like I'm hitting a brick wall over and over and over. I would be grateful for any guidance or anything.
So you don't, and do you live in Elkhorn still?
No, I live in San Diego, and
okay.
Yeah.
So that gives you a slightly different chart. Okay, so I mean, looking at your chart, you've got a pile of planets in Taurus. And that is what they're here to learn, is financial security. So a couple things. One, it's your job in this lifetime to learn how to do it. So you're not supposed to be good at it right away, okay? That's just, you know, I always say that to people because they go, and I'm like, well, it's your developing skill because you're here to be a Taurus, and Taurus is here to acquire and grow. It's in the house of money. You have Mars ruling the house of money in the house of money. So is it not making money, or is it like spending it faster than it arrives?
Not enough, just not making enough, not getting better paying jobs. I had different illness issues for a while that was a really legitimate reason, but now it's just...
At South Node in the 12th. And, you know, one good piece of news is Uranus is going back and forth, forming a sextile to your ascendant over the next 2 years, which really offers you a chance to change how you go about how people see you, what you look like, what your own identity is. So you can change that and make it all new and make it you being successful. That Gemini moon makes it a little tricky for you to kind of sustain the work. But if you can, it's really supportive to it. Now, with work like that, you kind of it's also made it a little probably tricky to stay in schooling because your mind works so fast that you would have gotten bored with it and you learn very well on the job. You're a natural communicator, so what kind of work have you been doing?
I mean, I'm definitely an entrepreneur, but I just do, you know, work a job just to get by. But you know, I do childcare and whatever I need to. I mean, just whatever I can do that will bring in money. And I just in a weird situation where I have to, you know, I do childcare right now and you know, delivery. And but I have, you know, I'm working on. Teach my yoga teacher training. I have a product that I'm working on, but it's a lot of unknown skills that I have to learn as I go with it. But I know it'll be a success. I did an experiment with it, and it was successful. So it's just...
And, you know, you might find that there's something in between that you can work for, you know, help the communications of a yoga studio while you're working your way up in your own business, that there's a step in between because there's part of it, it's like you know that you can, but it's hard for you to really believe that you can be successful because you've had such a hard time getting here. But your progress, and your progress moon, so we want you to do that to help yourself move in that direction. What did you see from the San Diego chart, Anne?
Well, when we move her to San Diego, it shifts the chart's focus quite a bit. And what it gives her, hang on one second, I'll pull it up. I had it up a second ago. Back to the natal. San Diego. The San Diego chart for you takes it out of that last degree Aquarius and makes Capricorn be the ruler and puts the nodes angular. It puts a lot of planets down there in the fourth. And then it makes the ruler of the second house be Pisces. answering to the Jupiter-Saturn. So a lot of the Jupiter-Saturn energy that you've got is now in the 8th house. So it's not a bad place for you, but it does things move a little slower in San Diego for you than they would other places. So is it a what got you to San Diego?
It was supposed to be just a new change. There's different things. I'm not married to it. I haven't found community here. So I was thinking of maybe going back to Madison, Wisconsin to kind of regroup.
Well, it's, you know, what happens
stability.
With your, you got all the Taurus planets. So Taurus is, you know, I mean, the rising sign in the elk chart and in San Diego, the Capricorn chart. You know, when you're a Capricorn rising, things take longer. There's just a timing element that just kind of slows everything down. The Aquarius rising, which is the elk chart, is Aquarius rising is more of a fixed energy. Well, this is how I'm going to do it. You've got good planets for making money. I mean, it's not an issue around not being able to do it. It's more an issue of, you know, how are you doing it now? And the Taurus planets, you know, because there's five of them, you can have five different income-producing jobs, you know, because it's kind of, you kind of scatter the energy. So when you think about, and you've got good aspects for creating something, so I want to encourage you with the product you're coming up with. You've got good aspects because your son, is 1443, is on the world point of fame in terms of making things and having them come, you know, become known or famous. And you also have Pluto on the point of fame in the house of money in the Elkhorn chart. So the chart's got natal potential. And sometimes what happens when we have that natal potential is we can feel it, but we're kind of like, well, I'm so frustrated it's not here. Right? So that piece is... That, you know, it's like energetically, you know, I'm supposed to be doing something, but it's not happening yet. And and right now, Saturn's about to go into your 12th house in the San Diego chart, which is going to take you a little bit more behind the scenes for about 2.5 years. So that can make you feel a little more frustrated again because you're back in that, you know, I'm back in hiding mode. Or I'm not in hiding mode. I'm back in working behind the scenes mode. And I think with your chart, it's about, you know, having the vision and working on it, which you're doing, but understanding because there is such a strong element of Earth, you don't have a lot of fire, which is how we get things moving out in the world. Fire and air move things out. So you don't have a lot of that. So the fire in the sky right now is very frustrating for your chart because it's kind of like I feel like everybody, you know, California is on fire, actually. I feel like everybody's on fire, and I'm not. But this is a chart of incremental growth. It's, a you know, it's Taurus time. It's when the plants just kind of bloom. And as you grow, the chart will get bigger, faster, stronger. And it does have a desire for money, and it does have the ability to make money, but it also is the job in this lifetime. The other part is you have to be happy doing what you're doing, or the chart doesn't make money. So that's the other piece. Do you actually like the work you're doing? Because if you don't, then that chart can your chart can get very depressed, right?
So,
Mark, what do you see?
Just a slight – one of the things I'm seeing looking at your astrocartography chart is – the sun line runs right through Los Angeles, but you don't have that strong a sun if we look at your weighted Ptolemaic planetary approach. But you do have a strong Venus, and you have that goes right through Phoenix and has 200 miles on either side of that. So that's Arizona, Utah, Montana, Wyoming might be worth a visit, a place to do some, you know, teacher training or to work for a while on your way because you don't, you have kind of no particular strength, no particular lines going through Wisconsin. So it's less of a problem. The West Coast around California, it always feels like it's just about to break out, but it never really does, is what it looks like. Or it's hard for it to break out. The other good thing for you, just, you know, your progressed moon is in Libra, just started 6 months ago in Libra, and it's coming up, it's over the western horizon and is rising. You're moving into a time in your life when you will be more successful. And for the next 2 years, while your progressed moon's in Libra, it's a good time to collaborate, not to try to do it all yourself. but find somebody who's doing a business like you want to do and learn the ropes by helping them. Or find someone else who wants to go into business with you and figure out how you can do it that way. And after that, you may want to be more, you know, solo and by yourself, but you might find that it's really helpful to kind of grow your confidence in your entrepreneurial spirit by working in a small startup or in a company where you're collaborating with somebody else.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
I think the sense of collaboration is really important for you now. So look at who you can do something with and, you know, take it as far as you can. Learn, keep learning, and find out what you can learn from other people by working with them. And then it'll progress little by little on several fronts. I think you'll be able to keep several things going and be learning and growing in all of them. And then it's all just going to come together.
It is. We have complete faith that it's going to come together for you.
It's just going to take longer than you think it should. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's okay. You know, they always do the over. You know, we have a whole thing in America, you know, over the overnight success. But when you read the story carefully, they go, an overnight success that took 7 years, 14 years, 22 years to have happen. And it does happen, but it does take a little longer. And your chart says, yes, you've got the potential. You know, it's part of the promise of the natal promise. So don't give up. But just know you're kind of like, all right, I'm in the mode. And, of course, now that Saturn's going into Capricorn, instead of fire, and Uranus is going to go into Taurus next May, which is going to set off all your Taurus planets over the next 8 years, your chart's really going to start to take off like a rocket. As much as the Earth sign chart takes off like a rocket, remember, it's Earth, so it's hard to move Earth. You need an earthquake for that. But it is going to start to move because you're getting a trine from Saturn to your Earth planet, so that's going to start to pay off over the next 3 years. And then the Uranus going into Taurus is going to activate all of your Taurus planets and kind of get them moving in a faster way. So don't give up. Don't be discouraged. Just kind of know, well, I'm working my plan, and the thing is you do feel it energetically that I'm supposed to do this. So it's like, yeah, you are. And so that part, totally stay with. Mm-hmm. And don't be discouraged about the speed with which. But say, okay, where am I according to what my plan is? Does that make sense?
Okay. Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. It helps a lot because I do feel it, and I do feel like I'm bright enough, but I'm not. Yeah, exactly what you said. Can I ask just one thing? I do have things in Arizona that I'm going to do over the next year, and I thought about just moving on from here because it just doesn't feel like this place where I'm making friends and making connections and doing having work that I'm happy with. And you said there's nothing wrong with Wisconsin?
There's nothing wrong with Wisconsin. It's not necessarily great.
Okay.
It's a good place to kind of regroup and find yourself when you've got no major lines going through an area. But it may not be, you know, you might find that your stuff doesn't take off there. Another place to think about is New England, is Boston, Maine, that whole area. There's some interesting lines there for you also.
Thinking about the Pacific Northwest or Colorado, but Maine has been a bug in my brain lately, so that's really interesting.
Okay, think about that. Colorado also is on the interesting lines. It's closer to Arizona and closer to your Venus line, which I think would be one of your more successful lines.
Yeah,
awesome.
Especially because you're a Taurus. All those planets report into Venus, yeah. Which is cool.
Awesome.
All right, so good luck with it. Keep us posted.
Thank you so much. I feel blessed.
Thank you.
Tonight.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, so the British lady says we have 24 seconds left. And that's the way we go. We wish all of you a good migration of the Saturn into Taurus. Watch for it. Feel or Capricorn. Watch. I keep saying the wrong planets, man. I'm having a Mercury retrograde moment.
Mercury retrograde.
Watch for the energy shifting. Yep. What'd you say, Heather?
That's what I do, Mercury retrograde. I can't tell a joke for love or money because I always put the words in the wrong order.
This
is Heather Rowan Robbins signing off from Montana.
And Ann Ortley signing off from New York City.
And Mark Wolfs, New York City.
Okay.
Thanks
have a wonderful week.
And we'll be back next week with another exciting episode of Access Astrology. Yay. And if you can't call in, feel free to send your questions by email. Take care, folks. Have a great week.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.